Shut up. That's how it starts. Okay, that's how it starts, man. That's it. It's me yelling.
Good night, mate.
They click on the video. All they hear is me going, "Shut up! Shut up! Stop it, viewer!
Turn away!"
All right, welcome to the podcast, everybody. Episode 6. Welcome to the voice chat. Sorry, thanks for joining in. Thanks for logging on. My name is Mars from The Amazing.
I'm Laddie.
I'm Rush Lane Vader.
PJ!
I was trying to think of how I was going to introduce myself.
It's been 1 minute and I've yelled at you twice.
Shut up! Wait, no, Rush. Come back. I'm pantsless pajamas. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Rachel, go.
Now she's pantsless pajamas. Rachel?
I'm Rachel from Rach Rab.
She's Rach Rab from Rachel.
Quietly. I love that channel.
It's pronounced Rack Rab, actually.
It's Rock Rab, excuse you.
Well, that's just how people introduce their channels, though. That'd be great.
Right. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. Forgive us for the start.
I'm sorry, literally, that's all my fault.
No. That's a better start than I could have asked for. I'm not sure if the audience can tell, but we haven't done this in a while.
What are you talking about? We're all skilled veterans. We know what we're doing.
So seamless. All right, and before we even start talking, I just want to remind everybody that you can listen to this podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, or Stitcher. You can also watch it on YouTube. However, because we're young and small, we don't have monetization turned on. So we'd really appreciate it if you, A, hit the notification bell so we get more subscribers, and B, and obviously you get the notification to when we release a podcast episode, and B, check out our Patreon at the Voice Chat Podcast for extra perks and secret content, including just what happens behind the scenes before we start recording, yeah?
Yeah.
That's
it. I feel check horrible.
Why is that?
I didn't know that the podcast was like on all these other websites.
No, it's okay. Not many people do. I think it's primarily YouTube, obviously. And then iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher are like secondary.
I know, but like I listen to these things. I don't know how I didn't know that. I'm a fan.
True fan.
I'm a fake fan.
That's right. Dude, listen, alright? You come into the podcast, you ruin the introduction.
I'm filth. I'm disgusting.
Listen, I'm so used to Laddie doing that. I'm not even phased anymore. Dude, it's been, like, legitimately though, it has been a while since we've recorded a podcast. I think the last time I recorded was in the end of March or something.
Mm-hmm. Good.
That's around the time I did.
Yeah, like, literally that episode is being released today as we record. Damn it, why'd I date it? Okay, today's the 19th of May.
Today is the present. Thank you for watching this video.
All right, goodbye, guys, and logging off now. But, like, since then, so many things have happened. So many things have happened that we could have talked about in the podcast. That I just took a track of, and I think Laddie, you mentioned it earlier, but what's the entire thing about the Yanni and Laurel debate? You know what's?
Oh yeah.
No.
The whole I hear Laurel.
Look, see. Firstly, I think it's stupid. I think it's dumb. The entire thing is so dumb.
It's white and gold, Laddie.
I love it when, like, the internet comes together on one subject and just argues about something really stupid. It's my favorite
But we've
thing.
Done this with the dress,
yeah, and I loved the dress. I love it. It makes me feel so connected with everybody to argue about something stupid.
you're stupid, Lanny. There's, like, all these real-life changes that need to be done, and then, like, a little teenager comes in and goes... Boy, Danny, you know, it's no more.
I feel like we've regressed as a species.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like there's worse things we could be arguing about, but we choose Laurel and Yanny or whatever, and it makes me happy.
Laddie, there's still better things we could be arguing about.
I mean, sure, politics, but that audio, though.
I can honestly hear both.
Yeah, same.
And, yeah, like, and I can just switch between whichever one.
See,
I think I'm, like, deaf or something.
Well, no.
Uh-oh.
Some people can just only hear one.
I can't hear.
Well, if, yeah, I'm actually, I don't have ears, I'm deaf.
I mean, yeah.
Oh.
Laddie.
Yeah.
Laddie.
Yes.
Laddie admits she is deaf.
Deaf. I mean, and all
Laddie
all
doesn't
time.
Draw herself with ears.
I'm newest Laddie lore.
Laddie, you're so strong for being able to tell this on a podcast. I feel so inspired. Oh my god.
Sorry guys, I'm gonna come out also as black.
Oh my god.
Wow, that's so brave.
I knew it.
Buzz, you're so powerful.
You're so powerful.
My life matters, okay?
I'm coming out as a weeb.
It's you can't come out what you already are, PJ.
I know.
I think I might be Japanese because, like, I really like sushi. And,
oh,
like,
my
I
god.
Shut up.
Like,
Watashi wa Japanese.
Ichiwa.
Just start speaking Japanese in the podcast.
This podcast is Watashi's favorite podcast.
Shut up. It's like.
I hurt myself.
I just ask. Yeah, like we're just speaking Japanese as a joke, and Rachel goes, "Konnichiwa." Like,
just fluent Japanese.
Yeah.
I gosh, wish. Rachel, this... so fake.
No.
I do want to go back to Japan, though. Japan's awesome.
I forget that you've actually been to Japan.
You too.
That's so cool.
Japan's really cool. Their snacks are infinitely better than any snack. Like, American snacks suck, just full stop.
It's true.
Reese's
Cups. Australian snacks are the worst. That's number one in the horror. Like, we only have three flavors. It's awful. It's stupid.
Oh.
Sour cream and chives, sweet chili, salt and vinegar, original. Sorry, four flavors. That's it.
Yum.
And chicken.
Anything?
It's so dumb. It's like Australians don't want to try new flavors like pickled Dorito or anything.
Hell yeah.
And so, and so they just, like, try the same thing. And so, okay, Australia's worst. America's second.
Wow.
But Japanese snacks? Dude.
Excuse me?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
It just enticed my appetite.
Did you give birth to another person? What was that?
You had an important story. Yourself.
I'm committing so many sins in one podcast.
That was beautiful.
Oh, my God. I noticed.
I think we all have.
It's all right. You can speaking about snacks, you can just eat a snack right next to your mic, preferably pretzels or like a really crunchy.
Don't make
nuts.
Me. I will actually get food from my kitchen.
Oh my god! No, I just I'd like. Well, listen, what was it into a merge? Oh, Japanese snacks. If do you guys like you guys all watch anime, right? All of you are weebs.
Sometimes.
Sometimes get out of here, Raj. You're like
on occasion.
I like to dabble.
Weeb here.
I like to dabble.
It's only slightly. Well, I watched like two anime series.
Yeah.
Me.
Maybe.
Obviously.
And one of them was Boku no Hero.
Oh. Yeah, that's it.
Oof.
This right.
But like the snacks that I really like and like the anime shows that as well. It's like the triangle or onigiri.
Yeah.
Like the triangle things. Dude, they're actually so delicious.
Triangle things.
So good. Yeah. Well, you haven't seen it?
No,
it's like it's like a triangular thing with a little bit of seaweed at the bottom. Like sure, like wait. In every anime, they make like rice balls or rice triangles.
Rice.
Oh, triangles. Those. Yeah, Pokemon. Okay.
Yeah. Pokemon makes it all the time as well. Yeah, it's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah. I tried that fish thing once. You know how Deku holds up a fried fish, frozen fish.
Dude, yeah. How was it?
I didn't like it. Like, I even gave me half a hit. It's like, try it. And I'm like, this is beans. Ew. I thought it was going to be sweet. Like, I bit into it thinking it was going to be, like, jelly or jam in the middle. I'm like, I'm just going to taste good. And then I was like, oh, no, it's beans.
Did you not know that? That's
no.
that's common. Oh, never mind.
Beans.
Oh, wait. Are you talking about a bean bun?
It was like a fish. It had beans in it.
We're talking about taiyaki, isn't it? Like, that's what it's called.
Oh, taiyaki. Yeah.
That's what he ate. Wait, I know. That was the thing. Because Rush gave you the rest
of it. I thought he was talking about, like the, because in Japanese cuisine, there's also, like, dried fish. I thought he was talking about that.
No.
No, taiyaki is, yeah, taiyaki is delicious. I love it.
It's this small. Let me show you a picture. Right here. Look at this. Look at this.
It's like, yeah, no, yeah, that's taiyaki. We'll put a picture up right there. But it's got like red, almost everything has red bean filling, and it's delicious.
Yeah. Beans.
I'm expecting jam, bro.
I want to go to Japan to eat beans.
A very special kind of bean.
Just give me beans.
Please give me beans.
Beans, the magical.
You just fly over to Japan. You just go up. I need one bean, thank you very much.
Yes, hello. And then fly out. Can I get one
That's
bean?
That's it.
A bowl just of one. Beans, please.
Oh my.
Japan. Don't
Rachel,
come
you
for
gotta
us.
You gotta realize that now people are gonna troll you with just a singular, like just a bowl of beans. Good. You know, just Good. A, just.
That's all I want beans. Is beans. All right.
Your legacy.
just give me beans.
Hey, Maj, listen.
What's up?
Maj.
What's up?
You know how we were talking about some memes, like, you know how we talk about memes and stuff?
Meme review, yeah.
Yeah, you know how we had Turtle talk about the trumpet boy with the girl walking
Dude,
down the street?
I was going to talk about that as well. Rush, what the heck? Are we, like, legitimate prophets or something?
Yeah.
Because, like, in the second episode, Turtle talks about that stupid trumpet meme.
Yeah.
And we were like, wow, cool. And it died. Literally, the next day, the meme was dead. We had buried it. You know, we went to the funeral. We gave a good speech. Rachel was eating beans.
On top of that body. That was weird.
In my beans.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't know. Like, we killed the trumpet girl, apparently. But,
and
then, like, 2 weeks ago, it resurfaced harder and faster, and it's so good. I love the meme.
So the Photoshops are so now. Great.
Yeah. it's like the music. I love it. I love it, dude. My favorite's the one where they did Undertale, like the Undertale music, and like, it went insane. It's great.
Yeah, it came back.
Also, what, you don't know the trumpet?
Get cultured.
No, I have not actually seen anything of it. I never see memes. No, it's mostly been a lot of, God, like the butterfly dude, him reappearing from the dead.
Okay, I was just gonna say, the best meme now, like, first it was obviously, you know, Uganda Knuckles, that's my favorite meme of this year. Mm-hmm. But now, Is This a Pigeon is one of the greatest memes to ever exist.
No, it's not that great.
It's wow, right.
I love this meme so much.
It's
okay.
It's that.
It's like, yeah.
And Captain America. That's those are the
I
moments.
Love the Captain America.
No, I
America
hate Captain America.
One. No,
yeah. The Captain America one's my favorite.
Certain people get really creative, and it makes me laugh. Yeah. Like, how to get creative with it? You gotta do it.
Yeah, I gotcha. But it's just like so. You know, you messed up on the podcast intro, huh?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That was the first thing I could think of. I'm sorry.
Against me forever.
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
You're,
we're actually banning you from the podcast now, PJ. You're banned.
Finally,
forever. I'm like your father, PJ. I'm kicking you out.
Dad, come back.
No, but it's like the reason I like it is, I don't know, It's Just a Pigeon is such a simple, you know, effective meme. It's just so good.
The reason people don't really like the fact that it's like around Twitter is because it's old and suddenly it's come back with a vengeance. I have no idea why or where it's coming from, like why it got popular again. I'm actually interested in why.
I don't know, man. That's the part I love about it. It's like, hey, the butterfly is like literally anything, and it's like, hey, is this Big Mood? Yeah, it's great. It's the spicy meme.
But did you see the seal one?
I'm gonna admit, I've made a few of those memes. I've made a few of those Is This a Pigeon memes.
Oh my goodness.
But Ma, did you see the seal one? The big fat seal one?
Dude, what?
The seal one.
What do you mean? You can't just say seal.
Yeah, I could. I'm trying to find a video, but it's impossible. It's impossible.
Oh, the video of the seal? Yeah, I've seen.
It's like it's one guy challenging everybody to do a photo, do a meme, and it's like a big fat,
oh, I love
chubby
that.
Seal.
No, I've seen that. Yeah. No, it was really good.
Yep, that lasted. That was it.
speaking about chubby seals. So, Laddie.
Whoa. She's a chubby seal.
Wow.
No.
Arf.
I deserve an award for the greatest segue ever.
So Laddie, you're a chubby seal.
Oh my god. Rush, why do you upload Laddie? Mads will show it. Mads, show it here. And it's just this new face. Well, this is your face reveal, the real one.
Yeah,
this
the
is
real
it.
Face reveal.
Aww, it's so chubby.
Laddie's a seal. So you know, yeah. People Hi, think it's like, hey, Laddie's a fuzzball. No, Laddie's just a really furry seal. She's just
persona
for some reason.
Yeah, and she, you know, her diet mainly consists of beans with Rachel. Rachel just feeds Laddie beans.
Oh, Laddie, have some beans.
It's like eat my child. It's like no.
No.
Have you seen, oh, dude. Like, eat my child, meme. I'm referring to this amazingly horrifying meme, right now. Hold on. And Mads, show it now. Oh, what the heck? This is not the meme.
That's not a meme. That's the text. That's you saying Laddie's a seal.
I messed up.
Wow. No, I get this.
You are safe now, my child. I owe you my life.
that one's old.
That is fleshy. That is...
That's like the oldest meme ever.
What am I looking at?
So what was that segue supposed to be? Like...
No, I'm sorry. No, well, the thing is, you know, we joked around... Yeah, I'm sorry, Rachel. I'm sorry, Laddie.
Wow.
Well, the thing is... we joked around about this being your real face reveal, but you did a face reveal.
Yeah.
You revealed the face and copied my amazing poses.
And everyone likes mine better.
That's true. Objectively not true. I have more likes. What?
What? Because you have more followers.
Oh, right, boo-hoo, Laddie. Boo-freaking-hoo, Laddie.
I debate to say people ran with Laddie so much better. She has an epic Hamilton edit of her pose.
Yeah,
what
she
do
does.
You have?
No, it's not. So do I. I had a Hamilton edit, literally.
What? No, you don't. Mine's better.
Exactly. It's beautiful.
What the heck?
Your picture's all distorted and stuff. Laddie's isn't like, it was clean. It was beautiful.
Yeah, and you don't have bedazzled jeans.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, your pictures suck and mine were good.
Yeah, she has bedazzled jeans, bro.
What are you talking
your
about?
Pictures are blurry looking. Like, it didn't focus well.
As soon as I got the mayor-proof shirt, I wanted to imitate your post so bad, but I was like, am I really gonna do a face reveal just for the meme?
Yes!
And so I was like, I got the shirt, and then I got my sister to take the pictures, and she was like, no, I gotta finish homework. And I'm like, no, you gotta take these pictures of me before the sun goes down.
Child abuse.
So good.
I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, with that, like my photos. Well, we were actually going to a party, and that's what I ended up wearing. I was like mayo proof Discord shirt, my phone case. You know, got to just pimp out myself, flexing on them haters, as they say. And then I just asked a normie friend of mine to take a few photos. And that's all. Nothing. Yeah.
Those darn normies.
I was really hesitant to post it too, because I was like, oh man, creeps are gonna creep and stuff, because I'm small. But, you know, I was like, oh, whatever. And then I did it. I'm still gonna do a video, because I want views. And I have a funny, like, idea for my face reveal, so.
Hell yeah.
Here, and you want views, yeah.
Yeah, okay,
and views.
But I figured, like, people are gonna see me at VidCon in less than a month anyway, so I was like, yeah, I'll just reveal my face.
You should do it, as soon as possible then, because you want people to actually recognize you, yeah?
Uh-huh. I want to do a face reveal.
You should.
I mean, yeah.
I should mash some pumpkins.
Kind of listen, it's just been, you know, you've shown Ryan a lot, but can you show yourself, please, Rush?
Yeah, you're right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Can you also show us the proper way of banging a cannon,
yeah.
Please?
Yes. Heck yeah.
I need a full tutorial video, please.
Yeah.
10-step tutorial.
It's just you, just literally 10 seconds of Rush's humping a cannon.
you gotta grab the love handles and boom, there you go.
And boom.
Shut up. I'm not sure if you're firing the cannon or firing the cannon,
firing,
you know, like...
Boom goes the dynamite.
Oh.
Listen, this is America, dude.
This is America.
It's like one of the secret hidden scenes in the background. It's like you just banging a cannon.
Yeah. It's a little Easter egg. That's how they did it. And that's how I did it.
Hell yeah.
Dude, alright. Sorry, like I've told you guys in like actual voice chats, but not the voice chat podcast. But I love that video so much. So much.
This is America?
Dude, I really there was like a, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I've only seen it on my phone, so I haven't seen it like full screen, but I should watch it on my actual like
it's
computer.
Just, it's like, I appreciate cinematography.
Yeah.
And like the entire thing is just so cleverly made, right? And the even the angles and the shifts and just everything
the background
like
and all that.
Yeah, it's like literally like I keep watching it and I find more and more things and I've watched it over 10 times now. Easy, yeah. Right? And this small thing is like in the beginning when he's dancing and he pulls out the gun, and then I rewatched it and I was like, wait, where was the gun? If you know, you don't see any outline in the pants, you don't see anything.
Hmm.
It just came out of nowhere, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like it for as a message, but don't like it as a song.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it on my iTunes.
A lot of people said that. Yeah, a lot of people said that. And it's something. It's a song that if I were to hear on the dance floor, I would jam out.
What?
This outfit. Is America. You know, like it was great.
Dubstep remix.
Yeah, the EDM remix. This is America. You know, it's great. And it just sounds of gunfire as the beat.
Oh.
I know. I'm a big fan of it. What I am also a big fan of is the Nicole Arbour, This Is America Women Edition. Have you guys seen that?
I haven't seen that one. I like that Rush showed me the This Is Call Me Maybe.
Yeah.
It works
oh my
too
God.
Well.
It's great.
His mouth moves same time as her mouth moves.
And like same as the actions, like the swaying of his body, like it's great, dude. I want to see the entire thing with that beat.
The one guy.
But I do also recommend for like maximum cringe potential watching Nicole Arbour's This Is America Women Edition. It's just so weird.
Is it
just so
satirical, like on purpose or
no,
dude? She frames it to tackle women's issues, but executes it so poorly. Oh. And one of her lyrics is that don't wanna be a woman. I'd rather join the Taliban or
the
something.
Fuck?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's everyone's like, wait, what? Why did you say that? And she's like, oh, I just want to say like, you know, I meant like one of the girls that feels oppressed by the Taliban. But it's like, but you also said you want to join the like the lyric you said was that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but she's a big fan of this podcast, Maj. You hurt her feelings.
I'm sorry, dude. Nicole Arbour, if you're saying that, I hope you don't join the Taliban. Join us in our bean eating sessions, please.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're like that.
And the thing is, at the end of This Is America, there's this really great scene in which he's like, 1, 2, 3, let's go! And then just like dances on top of a car, and it's like, it's such a good dance, and then it zooms out, like pans out. Great. One of my favorite scenes in the entire thing, right?
Mm.
And then you go to Nicole Arbour's version, and then she just casually goes, okay, 1, 2, 3, go. and instead of it going like dancing really well, she and two others in the background, they just start tap dancing, and it's one of the lamest things I've ever seen.
That's a mood.
It hurts me.
1, 2, 3. Yeah. Me when I'm angry, me when I'm normal. 1, 2, 3, get down, and just start tap dancing. It's so bad. Dude, big mood, man.
Jeez, like, I don't want to say it's like it's a bad white joke waiting to happen. You know what I mean? It's bad.
Dude, the audacity of the caucasity, man.
That sounds about white.
That sounds about white.
Don't hate us, right. People. White we're people. Not racist.
Guard.
No, it's okay. White people don't work as hard. It's okay.
Disclaimer, we are not against the whites of this podcast.
Just talk about yourself, PJ. Speak for yourself.
Do you feel oppressed, Moz?
I will oppress the whites. I will oppress you all.
Help.
The poor whites.
Help us.
That's like a crazy story, bro.
Uh-oh.
I have a crazy story, actually.
Whoa, Natty, you have a crazy story.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, like, I'm walking on the street one day, and, like, it's a beautiful day. The sky's blue, and the weather's warm. Birds are chirping, and I'm thinking, wow, nothing can ruin this great day. And then I look down and think...
Kill me.
I look down and I'm thinking, wow, my shoe's untied. I should tie it.
Oh my God.
And so I tied it. And then that's my story.
Wow, it's crazy story. Oh my God.
I know, right?
Oh, Laddie, that's so cool.
You love it?
It's a trick or something, you know, Laddie? It's a trick, and it's a... It's good that you tied your shoes. And,
I don't think Moz heard you, Laddie. I think you gotta repeat it again.
I know. You might have to say it again. And don't leave out any details.
So, like, one day, I was taking a walk, right?
Yeah! Shit! No!
I am the reason 13 Reasons Why Season 2 exists. I want to die, okay? I want to die. Oh my God. Terrible season, by the way. Don't watch Season 2. It's awful.
Were you expecting it?
A crazy story?
Yeah.
Obviously, yeah. That's literally the only thing. Yeah. It's like, my God.
But you expect it from Laddie, though.
I just expected a crazy story. Just full stop.
It'll never stop.
It was pretty crazy.
Pretty crazy. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's good.
It's like I come in with a list of potential things we could talk about, and you come in with literally crazy story, and that's it.
Me and Rush planned this, like, weeks ahead,
too. Oh, my God.
You planned
such
a... Such a easy thing to do. You make up a story. How? What do you mean plan?
Yeah, we had to think about this one.
This took weeks of planning. Is your collective IQ 10? What?
We were like, what time of day should this crazy story take place?
Oh,
it's gonna be bright and sunny. He's like, that's a good one.
You put more work into that than your own scripts.
Oof.
No, like, we planned it, like, in 5 minutes a couple weeks ago, and I've just been holding it since.
Oh, my God. I just wish you could implement it better. It's just, like, you just yell out, hey, I have a crazy story. It's like, what? We were talking about something else.
I don't even remember what we were talking about, man. Oh, my God.
We were talking about, like,
Taliban.
America. What? I don't even remember Taliban. Anymore. It's done.
White people.
Oh my God, stop.
Fan art?
What a seamless segue!
This is why I'm the oh my God. Okay. Alright, fan art, everybody.
Woo!
Bring him out.
Yeah!
This is the fan art.
I like that one.
All memes aside, though. All memes aside. We do appreciate the fan art, and thank you so much for sending in all these fan art of our podcast.
Yeah, they're so sexy.
They're really good. And, you know, some of them are memes, some of them are... pictures of me with mayonnaise on my face photoshopped in, but it's okay.
That's beautiful. That's the best kind.
I also want to give a shout out to the animatics, you know.
Dude. Oh, yes.
They're the best.
Since then, there have been two more. I also just enjoy listening to a deeper version of all of us, and I don't know how that occurs.
It's relaxing. It's beautiful. I love it.
Yeah.
We all sound like Adam. Just, you know.
Mine sounds the same.
No. Your one sounds slightly deeper. Your one sounds deeper.
I'm Adam now, yes.
Woohoo, no, yay. Thank you so much for the animatic. Yeet. If you guys want to make more, we'll add it to the playlist on our channel. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. So, Rachel,
mm-hmm.
I don't know where you, like, maybe I shouldn't ask where you live on the podcast.
But, give me your exact address,
but how
please.
Far are you from Mississauga?
Mississauga. Where is Mississauga?
Mississippi?
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
I don't know. You're the Canadian. What?
Well, let me pull up a map.
Way to
quick.
Reveal where she lives.
No, I think it's in Ontario. Well, Ontario.
Ontario.
What do you want from
me? Ontario.
Oh. Ontario.
Let me check real quick.
But you don't know either? I'm done. Because the thing is, I want to go to Mississauga / Ontario in the future.
What's why? There?
Because, a lot of my friends live there, so I just want to go and say hi. And B, Domix is called Cafe Shop, dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's so cool.
I want to just visit the cafe, just be like, hey, dude, can I be a cafe person as well, please?
Yeah, that's near Toronto. I'm not anywhere near that, but, yeah. It's in Canada, Toronto? So close enough.
So it's close enough. Yeah, well, listen. I'm going to fly from Australia to go there. It's just frick.
I mean, fricky. New York is really close, too. So, like, people live in New York, too. We can all meet up and have fun.
Wait, is it? Oh, yeah, it's all south. Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, if you had asked me to show me an American map and ask me where New York was, I would not know.
It's really close.
I didn't know until a month ago that Los Angeles was not a state. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to Anaheim, Los Angeles, but no, it's Anaheim, California.
Yeah.
You silly Australian.
I hope I can get to inside America with this rudimentary knowledge,
dude.
I mean, I hardly know anything about America, and I still live here, so.
I'm scared to go through the airport security and to be like going through my bag and like, what's this? I'm like, it's a thing that takes off the wheels from the Heelys. It looks like a weapon. No, it just pops off the wheels.
I was looking that up today, and I was looking up, like, just, like, people healing, like, bringing their Heelys to airports. And there, for some reason, there's so many videos of people healing in the airport.
Yeah.
Like, and that's it. Like, they're just healing in an airport.
Well, Casey Neistat does that with skateboards. He just skateboards. He's a little miniature skateboard. He just skateboards through a terminal.
I feel like that it would be graphics. Fine, then, though, if people just Heely around airports all the time.
Maybe they're just super cool dudes.
Yeah.
Brad.
Be a part of the community.
Helium
airports. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hashtag stop the Heelys.
No.
Stop the Heelys.
No.
You just see police chasing after like four people riding on Heelys. That is so lame.
That's almost sad.
Suspect escaping on Heelys. Please. Please catch.
It could be the best story to tell.
You'll never catch me alive. And then Laddie trips over her frickin' untied shoelaces, and that's why you tie your shoelaces. Boom, that's a callback. Alright.
Oh.
Wow. That's how you do a seamless integration instead of just yelling out fan art.
Fan art.
What do you mean that was so seamless? That
was beautiful. Absolutely seamless. I should be the host.
That's crazy. Oh, crazy story.
Wow.
Oh no.
So Laddie, guess what?
Yeah. What?
You know how the Captain America meme is all crazy and stuff?
Yeah.
You're watching all the Marvel movies, all 19 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're catching up finally. You're going to watch Infinity War and then you wouldn't know about any of the characters.
So every night, it's like for this past week, me and Rush have been watching Marvel movies cuz I have really not I haven't seen a lot of them, and we want to watch Infinity War, and like so we watched all the Iron Mans, and the Thor one, and the Avengers movie, and I think today we're gonna watch Thor 2.
Yeah,
and yesterday we watched Iron Man 3, and like he's been like telling me to rate all of them out of 10, and I rated Iron Man 3 a 9 out of 10, and he was like, really, everyone hates Iron Man 3, and I'm like, what? I loved Iron Man 3. It was like, I loved it. There was so much like character development and stuff. And like, sure,
I hated Mandarin. Yeah, that's what I hated.
Oh yeah, well, that was kind of dumb.
But like, oh yeah, we shouldn't spoil it. Whoops. Never yeah. mind. Whoops.
How dare. Yeah.
But I really liked it, and then I it's good.
He used his brains as a weapon, not his Iron Man suit.
Yeah.
Woo.
Sounds gay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what we've been doing.
Yeah.
Bunch of nerds.
Fair. Sounds I didn't like fun. Thor. Fair enough. It was weird. I didn't like the acting. And there was a lot of random slow-mo shots for some reason. And I was like, they just walk in slow-mo for no reason.
But he's a beautiful man. He must be appreciated that
eating,
way.
Eating beans slow-mo. It's like real slow.
Yeah.
I think Thor... Like, I wasn't the biggest fan of Thor 102. Thor 3 is okay.
Thor 3 is the best.
Everyone says that it's really good. I don't think it was that great. It was just like... Yeah, you know, it was just a random story that happened with no real purpose.
Hmm. But isn't it like most stories?
But it wasn't even like a good story without no purpose. You know what I mean? Like, obviously everything is self-contained, like Black Panther and everything. But they're good stories. Whereas for that one, it was just like, there wasn't really one, you know?
Like, because I kind of get it. Because like, oh, you have... and stuff.
But spoiler.
Sorry.
What? Well, Mads bleep that out. Don't cut that out. Bleep that out. No.
Bad word. She said a bad word.
What
she swore.
What did she say?
Dear white people.
No. I never watched that.
I watched it. I was like, this is dumb.
Never mind. I was gonna say you're just saying that because you're white.
Wow. Vladdy's just defending white people.
Why are we getting so racy?
Wow, PJ, why are you so racist?
Vladdy is as a literal white knight.
Oh my god. How dare you defend your kind?
Can we be totally?
She's a white knight, but also a seal. It's just a seal with a white knight.
Yeah,
I vetoed the whole episode, please.
No, stop. No, please. We had such good introductions. No. The thumbnail should just be me yelling at PJ. Just me yelling.
Were you going to say what I think you were going to say, Moss?
Wait, what was I going to say? I actually, like, I wasn't trying
okay,
to say
I'm not going to say I'll say it, like, afterwards. Never mind.
Yeah.
All right, I went to a birthday party recently. I know I'm bragging, but I apologize.
You have birthday parties?
What about this is bragging?
Wow.
That you know, I actually have friends, PJ. So
do they have crazy stories? I was with friends for a month. Thank you.
Oh, speaking of, you want to have a chat about that? You want to tell?
Is anyone curious?
Because you know, obviously, you know, you took a month hiatus of sorts.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I feel bad.
No, well, don't, because everybody takes time off. Like, nothing to feel bad about.
Well, I know, but then there was apparently like a lot of my fans were just like, PJ is dead. I was like, I mean, okay, I don't post for months at a time a lot of the time anyway, but mm-hmm. I felt bad. It's not the kind of habit that you want to exactly get into, even though I'm already there, so oops, too late.
Oopsie.
But, I mean... As far as, like, actual vacation, I mean, it was fun. I got to go to a bunch of, like, random places. I kind of want to rant about something, but it's stupid, so I probably shouldn't.
Go for it. You want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. About the whites?
Okay. No, in a sense...
Oh, no.
Okay, so, I'll just put it out there. Okay, the people that I was staying with are both white. That doesn't matter to me.
Whoa.
Ever. It doesn't matter. But like, okay, like the one friend that I was really going to visit, like she knows I'm Puerto Rican, and she never really tries to make any like cracks towards like my people, or like she never really like falls into those stereotypes where it's like, well, all people that speak Spanish are Mexicans. So like, no, she never falls into that. The other person, though.
Wait, that's not true? No, go ahead.
You, don't. Don't get me there, Moss. But, like, she kept saying, like, a lot of the times I kept telling them, like, I eat the same thing almost, like, every single day when I'm over here. So I told them, like, you know, I want variety whenever we go out to eat. And that was the reason why she kept saying, like, well, we're not going to have Mexican food then. And she meant it genuinely and sincerely to the point where I couldn't even get mad because I'm like, okay, this is... whatever. And then, but okay, we were at the mall and she was like, where do you guys want to go to eat? There's actually a couple of places that we could eat in this very mall. They're just like just outside. And I'm like, why don't you pick one? She's like, oh, well, there's this one place. I don't remember the exact name. I just know it had the Bahamas like somewhere in it. And we go there. Okay, let me tell you how it says specifically on the menu that they serve Puerto Rican cuisine. And I looked at, like, she didn't see me. I don't know how she didn't see me. I was staring into this woman's soul from across the table. And I'm like, why did you actually bring me to a place where my people are right on the freaking menu? And I just felt really upset.
Like cannibals?
Boy. Shut up. It's a stupid thing to rant about, but, like, I don't know. I felt so misunderstood. Like, I don't know. It's just, I know no one knows about Puerto Rico, but gosh dang it. It's so upsetting. It's like, no one knows about Puerto Rico. Ma doesn't even know Puerto Rico existed when I met him.
No.
It is just,
I didn't know it was a state.
It's not a... I'll kill you.
Wait!
I'll hurt you. It's not a state.
Wait. It's a country.
It's not a state?
It's not... Oh my god.
I'm genuinely not even pretending right now. It's like right an island. Now. It's not a state?
It's an island.
No, but as in, like, I thought it was a state of America.
No!
State of Jay.
We're a commonwealth of the USA. Technically.
What?
Oh my god. This conversation hurts me. Let's talk about something else.
That's just my geography. Oh, you know, my geography is not great.
I feel hurt.
Not great is under-exaggerating. Over-exaggerating?
Yeah, understatement.
Laddie. Understatement.
You tell him, Laddie. You know what's
yeah,
up.
Yeah, thank you.
Mom, you need a globe for your birthday.
I need a what? Sir? Need a globe?
A globe.
A globe's not gonna help him that much.
You're right, he's a flat earther. Just... We need a disc.
Just a scroll. This is the earth.
That mind boggles me. That's
not gonna lie, but
that.
My geography is pretty actually decent, except for North and South Americas. I don't care about those two.
You guys are just irrelevant, sorry.
It's like there's Canada, there's Mexico, and there's USA, and that everything.
All
that
matters, yeah.
they're the big ones. That's all I like. That's how I know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm blaming you for not knowing like which places or states or anything. Like a globe is not going to inform you of that. It's just going to show you where things are.
Like this random Hawaiian island is a state. It is like what? Okay.
I mean, a couple of times in the case of Puerto Rico, like, people, like, technically speaking, we'd be in such a better place financially if we were actually a state in the U.S., but, like, everyone in Puerto Rico's like, no, we're voting against it, we don't want to be a part of your country, but, like, still, like, kind of attached to us so that we can, like, you know, reap some
benefits.
Isn't,
like, Puerto Rico in, like, a bad place right now? Like, they're financially...
Financially, and since the fact that, like, ever since, like, the hurricane happened.
Oh, yeah, they got destroyed.
They absolutely got destroyed because we're already, like, you know, they're surrounded by water. They're an island, but we're really, really small. It cut out the power there to, like, even now, currently, my mom went there for vacation. Power is still out, and, like, certain places have to strictly accept cash because, like, all the registers and stuff don't work anymore, and it sucks. Really sucks. It's like they're just
puny. Yeah, I don't want to buy that island.
Well, you don't want to buy damaged goods.
No.
You're so mean.
Never.
God almighty. This got deep.
We're gonna bring it back to baseline, all right? First, we hate white people.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously.
Secondly, we gotta move on from white people. We've picked on them enough. So Native Americans.
No,
are
like, no, come on, we don't just move on to the next people.
You take them all out. Yeah,
haven't you done it enough?
Haven't you done it enough? Rachel cries as she eats her beans. She's like, haven't you done it enough?
What more do you want?
You like, already have my life, man. Come on.
No more. Where are your parents?
Oh no.
Oh no.
So oh, real.
I'm sorry. Jesus. This is a very racy podcast.
Like we're tackling issues, okay? We're just tackling the important.
Yeah,
issues.
This is America. You know, America. We're kind of woke.
Exactly.
Stay woke.
Stay woke, fam.
Stay woke.
I've also, dude, stay. Like, I recently caught up to Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Amazing.
Is it only because it was trending on Twitter and you didn't know what it was?
No, it's because because of the entire it's getting canceled. People were spoiling a little bit of the best moments, and some of them were the new season. And I was like, oh, I gotta watch it now. I don't want to get it spoiled. Yeah, but it was a good season. I really liked season 5. Do any of y'all watch Brooklyn?
No.
No, I've seen my brother clips is. And stuff.
I've considered.
You're the reason why it's been canceled.
Because I keep hearing that it's really good.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
Actually,
it's the way I want to make videos is very much in the style of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Very fast-paced, quick cuts, quick jokes. I love that. I love that style. And so Brooklyn Nine-Nine is definitely one I want to imitate.
Doomfist is in it.
He is?
No.
Oh. It's the meme that Terry Crews was going to do Doomfist, but it turned out he didn't do it.
Oh, I'm dumb. Yeah. You're right. That's how everyone says my inspiration is this random YouTube channel. My one's Brooklyn Nine-Nine and a little bit of James.
But I was an inspiration.
And also, what's that?
I was an inspiration.
No.
Uh-huh.
I thought you loved my crazy stories.
Dude, it's the best.
They're the best.
They're the best.
Yeah.
Crap! I was gonna mention something else.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
About Brooklyn. No, it's like
television.
Native Americans.
Ah,
no comedy. You were talking about comedy and what inspired you.
No, it's gone. I've got finals exam brain. Okay, I don't remember anything except what I need to know.
I ruined it.
Did that go okay? By the way,
I can tell you about all these psychiatric conditions, but nothing else. That's it.
That's okay. What I came here for.
But that's also why it sucks. But I don't want to make a tweet about it. I guess that's what I'll say here, but haven't been really working on my YouTube lately.
Uh-huh.
It's like I guess it's a break, of course, final exams coming up. I was like, I can't really focus on it. I have assignments and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It happens to both of us.
That's what I did all semester.
Mm-hmm. School's hard. School. It's hard to juggle.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Juggling is hard.
I'll try to release it. I wanted to release it before May. So if the new animation about how I was caught lying at school is not out, but when this podcast is out, I have failed you, my viewers.
That's a long way from now.
Aww.
Yeah.
Okay, you won't.
Because the thing is, it's 10 days until the end of May.
Mm-hmm.
But after 20 days, this podcast will come out.
Yeah.
So I have 20 days.
Wow.
But also remember, in 20 days, VidCon is happening.
And you also have other projects that are due.
In 20 days?
It's like crazy! What's happening?
27 days. But also, yeah, Rush, so after the finals exam, I'm going to go home and I'm going to literally have 24 hours of freedom every day. And that's what I'm really, really looking forward to.
Yeah.
So that I can burn it by playing Overwatch. No, kidding.
I'm disappointed in you, by the way.
Mora got a new
that's
dance.
That's a joke. Why are you disappointed? Why?
I mean, I'm not even disappointed. Okay, like, when I was in Florida, and I randomly got into, like, a VC with you and Rush to, like, new squad, and then I heard you playing Overwatch, and I'm like, you're weak. I knew you were going to come back to it eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the new event was so good that I had to come back.
Oh, God.
I just wanted the loot boxes and skins. There's another event coming up soon.
22nd.
Yeah, and all the dances and skins have been released to DDC.
Oh, yeah, I saw them, right? The new place is Jordan.
Yeah, dude. The new place is Jordan, so...
Playing on me.
It's good. The play on me.
Free for all on me. Let's go.
Oh my god. Rush, stop.
It looks really good. And all the new dances look so good. Brigitte's one.
Yeah, you Love know
it.
What Mora's is from?
Cybergoth. What the heck? It's so dumb. I want. And like Doomfist is dumb as well.
He's a little cutie. He's like a big old dad.
He's a big old dad.
Aww, I haven't seen them yet.
Yeah, but his new skin's amazing. Brigitte, like, what? Anna is getting wrecked again. She gets no new skins. Like,
aww.
Oh,
no, yeah, everyone hates her now. Husky.
No,
especially Rachel.
We hate grandmas.
Whoa, not my grandma. How dare?
Whoa.
I hate your grandma the most. Crap, I forgot about something. No, yeah. So I would like a few days ago. I'm gonna, you know, I've asked you guys about personal life. I'm gonna explain my personal life.
Tell me.
But I went to a birthday party a few days ago, and it was all fun and games. But I don't drink, right? I don't do drinking or do any of the other things. And so the party was pretty fun. You know, a lot of my close friends, but it was going like a lot of like people we didn't know were coming along somehow, and they brought like beer and smokes and stuff. And I was like, uh-oh, this is turning into a weird party. And so it got a little bit weird, but like eventually, you know, after they were sobering up and stuff, I think that's the prime time to have like great conversations. Like everyone's just like sobering up, we're just like a little bit loose, a little bit of conversation, and it's just like just random stuff, you know. And I'm not trying to say like we should do this for VidCon, but we should get drunk.
I'm already ahead of you.
Hell yeah.
And Rush is like, I'm already drunk. I'm drunk now.
Go in there. Do it.
Laddie's drunk as well.
Yes, off life.
Laddie's high on life.
Oh, yeah.
And weed.
And yeah.
But some of the conversations that even happens, like objectively, we talked about trucks for an hour.
Trucks.
Right? Yeah, right. But it was a great conversation. It was just a lot of fun. About jokes.
No way I'm gonna talk
like because one of them was like a no. Well, the one of the was a truck driver, and he was explaining a lot of really interesting things. So in Australia, everything's like really far apart. So if you were a truck driver, you drive for like 10 hours every day, right? And apparently, when they start driving, it's 10 hours of their own thoughts. And when they start driving, it's just like, dude, man, I don't get paid enough for this, you know? And then 2 hours in, they're like, man, I really just don't get paid enough, do I? And then like 4 hours in, they're like, I don't get paid enough. No, I don't. I don't get paid enough. And then 6 hours, they're like, I don't get paid. What the? I need more money. And they kind of get into their own head about like not getting enough money, right? And so, like, they'll as soon as they arrive at the destination, they'll storm into the office apparently and go like, "I demand more money. I'm not getting paid enough for this job." And then the guy is like, you know, like the manager is like, "Dude, where did you hear this from?" And the guy is like, "So, I'll see you tomorrow." You know, yeah, they just stop and think, and it's just like completely not true. And I don't know. For me, if I was a truck driver and I was driving for 10 hours, I couldn't handle that either. I would go crazy.
Oh, same.
You're already crazy. Completely.
And like, and what I said was like, hey, I just listen to podcasts, you know, like the Voice Chat podcast. No, but but I just listen to podcasts, and they're like, dude, but that's like a lot of drives, a long drives, and I was like. Yeah, but there are also a lot of podcasts, you know? Like, I am willing to listen to all these podcasts. Yeah. What I also love is that, like, initially it would start off normal. Like, I would start off watching the Voice Chat podcast. And then, like, a month later, you know, like Rush will get into the truck. And then suddenly it'd be like, 31 uses of socks. And it's like, oh. Maz, what is this podcast? It's like, don't worry about it, dude.
Best podcast. Podcast.
Don't worry about it.
What the frick? What kind of topic is this?
I don't know. I just thought of it on the spot, okay? It's just me wearing socks on my head and on my hands.
Like, the truck is full of like different ways to use socks. There's like a sock on the like rear view mirror for some reason.
You're pretty obsessed with socks.
Oh god.
It's alright, dude. I'm okay with socks. I don't know why that was the first thing I thought of. I probably should have said something funny.
Like socks. That was funny.
What? I
thought that was funny. Because the thing is, if you were here in real life, you'd realize that I have my laptop and I'm like talking into the mic and everything. But literally next to me are my shoes and socks. So I literally just looked down and went, socks. You know, like. There was nothing witty about it.
Foreshadowing your channel, Moss.
Socks? Oh, wow. Okay. Your channel sucks, PJ.
I can't breathe. Oh, God.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to bully everyone.
You're a big old bully.
I'm kidding. 2018, stop the bullying.
Never.
Do you guys know what Skillshare is?
Is that the website where are we sponsored?
Wait, hold on. Yeah, I just realized I don't want people to think that we're sponsored. Never mind. We're not sponsored. Okay. We're fine.
Right, go on.
This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace.
No!
Okay, no. Hashtag that's fine. It was a joke.
That was a joke. We are we're sponsored by Meme Review. every episode we will do.
If you want a sponsor, though, hit him up.
That would be really exciting. I don't think we've got a sponsorship email yet.
Yeah.
Aw, that's adorable.
I've never actually heard anyone from like podcasts say that like in the middle of their podcast, like this podcast is sponsored. But like I've only ever heard that on standard videos.
Oh no, that's really? This podcast do it all the time. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I've never heard.
How dare.
Maybe the people that you listen to, like, they're just unfortunate.
Like, honestly though, other than the voice chat, do you listen to other podcasts often?
That would depend. Like certain so many random channels. Like some of them will have like these random podcasts or like I know like back when like Rhett and Link used to do them, I used to listen to those like all the time. I don't think they do ear biscuits anymore. I have no idea. I haven't like listened to them in a while. I've listened to like the random ones that like people from like the community will do. Apparently, like a bunch of people just like to do random podcasts that like go nowhere and makes me sad.
Man.
But they're never sponsored, so just something I notice, I guess.
There you go. Now you know.
The more you know.
Fair enough. All right. With that insightful information and, hopeful, and, actually, I don't know. I just want to say, like, if anybody is listening to this and you can get a sponsorship for us, please do so.
Please.
We are not monetized and we are spending out of pocket. Please check our Patreon and help us. Please.
Please, we're dying. Laddie is starving. She needs more organs.
Me need more organs.
Mimi organ.
At the piano?
Mimi big organs.
Oh my god.
Listen, we know that you're a seal with a white knight seal, Laddie. Yeah. Okay,
she can't be a seal. No.
No, she's a big fat seal.
She's coming for your brand.
Stealing my brand. Can't believe you.
Yeah, I did it.
I love how Rachel's brand is she's literally like a corn chip. That she's just a straight up Dorito.
Yep.
That's my Rachel. I feel like I haven't heard enough from you. Like what's going on?
Tell us about
on?
Yourself, Rachel.
I think
Tell us. We're here to listen. We are your friends. Don't let the other people say that you're a bad person.
Alright, thanks, Rachel. that's
wow.
That's it. Man, speaking about Native American. No, I'm sorry.
What is this podcast?
I'm like slowly losing my voice, low key.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, sorry. That's why is that why you haven't been talking?
I just, I did a bad and, 10 minutes before we started podcasting, I was streaming for 3 hours. And so my brain is so fried.
We're all in really good condition to be doing this then.
Yeah.
Jesus.
This was so good. Also, before we end up on the podcast, I just want to show everyone the atrocity that is Laddie's profile picture.
It's beautiful.
Laddie, give me a profile picture, and I'm going to give it to Maddie, because this is awful. This is so awful. She added eyes to my awful... What?
Okay.
It's so gross.
We were talking about my t-shirt design on my Discord server, and, like... Mm-hmm. And D-Man was like, why not just put this on your shirt or something like that? And I was like, yeah, but Maz drew that. And he's like, just add eyes to it. And I was like, oh, you're right. So I took a snapshot of it and I drew black dots inside. And I was like, Maz, I have a new t-shirt design. And he's like, no, stop. And so I set it as my profile picture.
To be fair, I can think of a really good design that might be really effective for you, Laddie.
Yeah.
I'll tell you after the podcast. Yeah, okay. I'll tell you after the podcast.
Yeah.
All right. All right. I think that's the end. That's, you know, we'll cut it there because I don't want people to kind of stay up longer than they have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially.
Can someone please read what Rush's put? I want to out him so bad.
So, before we end, I just want to say that Rush admitted that he wants to take a huge dump.
Right. It's diarrhea. I had it all day. Okay.
A huge dump.
Rachel, did you give him your beans?
Yes, I gave him all my beans.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You got beaned again, bro. You got
beaned.
Bean boozled.
Got him.
All right. And with that, with Rush's amazingly huge diarrhea, that'll be the end of the podcast. All right, thanks everybody for coming in. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And we'll log off.
All right, bye guys.
Adios. Eat your beans.
It's been a while since we recorded an episode.
Yes.
It's been
this a is a true. No, stop it, Moz.
And you're my friend.
Take the pain away, Lord.